Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. The gold standard for diagnosing a concussion is a CT scan of the head. But what if you don't have a concussion? That would be unnecessary radiation, except now you have another option, a blood test.
Yes, a blood test now looks for biomarkers for concussion. That means a subset of the world's 20 million people who get CTs because they're not sure whether they have a concussion won't have to.
Several European countries use a test that looks for a molecule called S100B, but the correlation between elevated levels of this molecule and positive CT scans aren't as strong, and so it is not approved for use in the U.S.
However, the FDA did approve two other proteins that can serve as biomarkers for concussion, UCHL1 and GFAP.
This discovery was the result of a test of 2,000 participants who sustained a traumatic brain injury and received a CT scan within 12 hours.
Their blood was tested for the levels of the two proteins. If those with elevated levels corresponded with positive CT scans, then these biomarkers would be accurate indicators for brain injury.
The results of this largest ever study of brain injury biomarkers showed that all patients who had positive CT scans also had significantly elevated levels of both UCHL1 and GFAP. The blood marker test accurately predicted the presence of a traumatic brain injury 95% of the time.
The FDA approved the test in February 2018, so now doctors don't have to order unwarranted CT scans, which spares many people from a high lifetime radiation exposure.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.